talking with the experts.
Kaylee, what are some marketing strategies we can use to scale our course enrollment and grow our revenue?
Yeah, so there's one that I'm big on right now, and that is logic conditioned quizzes. I have compared them to traditional opt-ins like the PDFs, webinars, downloadables, consultation calls, and the logic conditioned quizzes outperform in every area, from actual opt-in rate to conversion rate as well. Because with this assessment, not only do they get to feel like, oh, it's fun, you know, it's getting this little dopamine hit. We're starting to see like if people are actually entering the quiz, that they're generally interested in the topic associated with it. So they're already a qualified lead. And then they tell us so much about them because we can segment them into different personality types. And based off those different personality types, actually market to them in the language that connects with that personality type.
Welcome to Talking with the Experts. This is where we discuss great ideas to take your business to the next level. How do we know these ideas work? Well, it's because we're talking with business owners who are using these ideas. Business owners who have years of experience and expertise. All things business by business owners for business owners. And now, here is your host, Rose Davidson.
Hello, welcome to Talking with the Experts. I'm your host, Rose Davidson. Rose, Talking with the Experts is all about business by business owners for business owners. You can find it on all podcasting streaming platforms and on YouTube. And today it's my very great pleasure to introduce you to Kaylee Van Arsdale, and she's going to be sharing with us how we can scaling revenue and customer retention using courses. Now, Kaylee is a business and life coach with over a decade of experience helping entrepreneurs scale their businesses and achieve their dreams. As the founder of Managed by Magic, Kaylee specializes in turning expertise into high-impact online courses, building engaging communities, and implementing strategies that drive revenue and customer retention. With a master's degree in psychology and a background in operations management, she combines behavioral insights with proven business techniques to guide clients towards sustainable growth. Kaylee, welcome to Talking with the Experts. It is such a pleasure to have you.
Thank you so much. I'm really excited about this topic, particularly it's just, you know, one of my passions.
Absolutely. Now, tell me a little bit how you ended up doing what you're doing. What led you down this path?
Yeah, so I kind of started off as a virtual assistant for a bunch of digital executives, and they kept asking, do you know how to do this? Or do you know how to do that? Or can you find someone who can? And I'm kind of the mindset, like, I love to learn, so let me learn and try it. And so I learned video editing and website design, graphic design. And it even came to the point where someone's like, I would really love to have a course. And I'm like, that is particularly compelling to me because I have education in educational studies and curriculum design, and I really love helping people create courses. And I said, but I had never done it before. I'd, you know, done it within the education system, but not in the professional business realm. And so I figured, why not give it a try? And by doing that, I've helped businesses create courses that have generated 6, 7, 8 figures in revenue and have increased client retention to the point where they're begging for more. And yeah, so it was just like, you know, I wanted to make a bigger impact and help more people. So I created Managed by Magic so that we could help more people create more courses and really impact the people that they're, you know, having a huge effect on, because we're really focused on value-driven clients who want to make a big positive impact. And that way we get to see individuals who are learning and growing and changing in such incredible ways. And also the clients whose businesses are growing because of it.
Yeah, that's a great way to be. A lot of us as business owners don't realize that what we do in our, you know, day job, I suppose. I mean, I'm talking about our business being our day job, that we could turn our knowledge into a course. And so I guess what are some practical steps that we can use to create these courses that do align with our business goals and our customers' needs?
Yeah, so what I like to start off with is called the e-course boss method. And so with that, you brainstorm, you outline, you structure, and you strategize. The brainstorming part is really about figuring out who your ideal student is. Where are they at right now? And where are they really needing to go to change a certain aspect of their life? And once you figure out, okay, this is my individual who I know I can help get from point A to point B, then I need to figure out what is actually the method for that and start outlining what kind of learning objectives they need to meet in order to become that point B person, right? The transformed student. So in order for them to get there, you got to think, what is it that I want them to actually demonstrate that they understand how to apply what I've taught them?
Yeah, yeah, sorry, go on.
Yeah, and then you work backwards. You kind of build your course based off of that outcome as a way to facilitate, all right, now that I know where I want them to go and how I'm going to test them, I need to find ways that gets them from that point A to that point B, easy stepping stones of lessons that guides them to the path of that transformation.
Yeah, and I think we often don't think of it as transformative when we are writing our courses, and you know, the outcome has to transform the student. It has to give them some value. It has to, you know, not just give them knowledge, but it has to give them the tools that they need to be better or do better.
Yeah, and especially when you think about us as humans, we tend to purchase things on an emotional level. That's where we make all of our purchases, whether it's the type of eggs that we buy or the cleaning supplies, there is some sort of emotional thing there. And that product satisfies a particular need that we have, right? So when we think about people taking courses, yeah, we might not think of the whole transformation, but when they go into this, they're going in eager, wanting to know something that they don't know already. And when they come out of it, they should come out of it changed in a way that they're now able to apply what they have learned with confidence.
Yeah, confidence is a big thing, isn't it? You know, I've got an online course at the moment, and, you know, I keep going back and looking at it and thinking, am I giving the right amount of information, or am I giving too much, or is it overwhelming, or, you know, do they have questions? And I think, well, no one's come back to me yet. So I'm thinking, well, maybe the amount of information, but are they, you know, going through all the modules, and are they, you know, using what is it was in the course to, you know, build a podcast? So I understand exactly what you're saying. It's, you know, it's giving the value to the student, which is something that they can take away and implement into the future.
Yeah, and I think it's also really valuable for you as a business owner as well, because as you review that kind of information, like what modules are they going through, which ones do they seem to go through quicker, which ones are they more stuck up on or have more questions, there might be opportunity for you to put in little filler pieces along the way to just accommodate different kinds of learners as well. And with that, you know, you're really creating an environment that says, I care about your learning experience because I know that getting you from here to here is really going to help you. And that's, you know, your mission as well. That's what drives you as an entrepreneur. Because, yeah, it's great if somebody pays you money, but then if they don't go through the course, you're kind of thinking, well, I don't know anything. I don't know if the course is doing what it needs to do, and I'm not really having the impact that I want to have. So a really great thing you could also do is just ask your students as well and get
Yeah,
that
absolutely.
feedback.
Yeah, and all of my pages have a feedback section. So if they've got any questions, if they, there's something missing, or they can't get a link, or there's something, I've made sure that there's a feedback section on every single page. And I think that that's important too, as the course owner. You need to allow your students to be able to give you that feedback, because as you said, you don't know as the course owner if you're fulfilling the way the course is it, that you've intended it to be, and whether it's actually hitting home with the student.
Yeah, and there's certainly ways to actually look at, the statistics of how they're going through it, the assessments they're completing based off of whatever course platform that you're utilizing. Like, for instance, I use Kajabi. I love to use it, and they're constantly growing with new features and stuff. I can just geek out on that all day. But it allows me to really go through and see how far they're getting into each video. And so I can see, I also use Hotjar, and that allows me to track the clicks that they're making within the courses, and it does some screen capture as well, so I can see if they're getting frustrated at a certain point, or if they're clicking over here a lot, but there's not a button. And I'm like, oh, I need to make these certain adjustments so that it's just easier for them as well, because we want it to be simple and easy. And so, another thing is keeping it short, 15, 30 minutes chunks of learning. Utilizing accessibility features such as subtitles as well is extremely important and helpful. And, just giving yourself the time to look through the data and make tiny adjustments along the way to make it more user-friendly.
Oh yes, and user-friendly is the word, isn't it? It has to be user-friendly, because otherwise people are going to get halfway through, lose interest in the process, and I mean you've got their money, but they haven't got the satisfaction.
Yeah, and we don't want that.
No, absolutely not. Kaylee, what are some marketing strategies we can use to scale our course enrollment and grow our revenue?
Yeah, so there's one that I'm big on right now, and that is logic condition quizzes. I have compared them to traditional opt-ins like the PDFs, webinars, downloadables, consultation calls. And the logic condition quizzes outperform in every area, from actual opt-in rate to conversion rate as well. Because with this assessment, not only do they get to feel like, oh, it's fun, it's getting this little dopamine hit. We're starting to see, like, if people are actually entering the quiz, that they're generally interested in the topic associated with it. So they're already a qualified lead. And then they tell us so much about them because we can segment them into different personality types. And based off those different personality types, actually market to them in the language that connects with that personality type. So that by the end of it, they're like, oh, they really know me. They know my problems. They know what I'm actually seeking. They're speaking to me in words that I recognize. And so I'm more likely to get onto that consultation call and then therefore get into the course or mastermind or whatever. And so with that, like, it's been incredible with our clients. So we're seeing huge opt-in rates and huge conversion rates from quizzes.
Really, I didn't think that quizzes were the thing. I knew they were some time ago, but yeah, that's an interesting idea about, putting quizzes into the pages. Yeah, you're right, though. It does give people a dopamine hit. They can gauge, I guess, different aspects of themselves that they may not normally have understood.
Yeah, and I always love taking quizzes myself. So I was like, this is kind of fun to create. And in the creation of it, I really got to see, like, oh, I can really connect with each individual type of person in a way better way than I could just broadly if they had downloaded the PDF. And I get so much more information about who they are, what kind of problems they're having, so that when I get on that consultation call with them, I already way more prepared than if they came in from the PDF download.
Yeah, and yep, and you can only put so much information into a PDF. I mean, otherwise it'd be like, pages and pages and pages long, and people would get frustrated with having to fill it out. So I understand that. So quizzes, yeah, are a great way to I guess build that trust with the course giver and the course taker.
Yeah, and I think it also, requires the business owner to get really serious about what kind of people they're bringing in and kind of figuring out where you're going to take them. And that's, one of the wonderful things is that as we've done this, we have one client who, if a person gets personality type X, Y, and Z, then they get a specific offer targeted to them, versus if they get A, B, and C, then they get a completely different offer based off of their different needs and levels.
Great,
And with
great
the
tip.
logic condition quizzes, you can even set it up where if somebody goes through the quiz, at the end of it, it can suggest the product for them based off their answers.
Yeah, I've got one of those quizzes on my website where they go and find out, what types of course offerings I have, and they take a quiz to find out which one they're most suited to. And I quite like setting that up. It was quite interesting.
Yeah, how is that done?
I did it through the software that I have, and yeah, it was quite neat. Yeah, I quite liked it. You give a rating to each of their answers, and depending on how many of the ones are in that particular category, yeah, it works out that they're either suited to an online course or a group program or a one-on-one program. So, yeah, I like it. I think it was really neat, and I'm glad I came across it.
Yeah, that's really incredible. That's valuable information for you.
Absolutely. Kaylee, what are some effective ways that we can use our courses to build trust and to strengthen our customer loyalty?
Well, one way is like if you are, for instance, an author and you have a book, within your book, you can turn that book into a course. And then in that book, you can have a link to your course so that whoever buys your book, you can potentially acquire their email information, and then they get that other mode of learning. So, a video of you talking through the book or going into deeper insights into it. And then, with that course, you can even take that course and sell it by itself, or you can bundle it with a book or include that course in whatever product offering you have. You have a mastermind coming up and go, hey, you have this course here. You can have this now. So there are so many different ways that you can utilize it to strengthen your offers as a standalone offer, as a free opt-in as well. You can even just use it to beta test and determine what your audience is really seeking from you and then build products off of that. So there's just like endless opportunities for it. And if you're ever curious about it, you can certainly chat with ChatGPT. It is phenomenal at providing you with insights, tools, softwares that are available to help you create it. So, I mean, give it a try.
I love ChatGPT. I mean, it's my favorite business tool at the moment.
Absolutely. And if you're not trying it, you're like, get on the bandwagon. AI is not going anywhere anytime soon. It is here to stay. Figure it out, utilize it. It can be incredibly useful. And we've already seen great advancements in medicine and science because of it. Like the types of studies that they're doing are just accelerated with the use of AI. So it's phenomenal.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, it knows me, it just knows me so well. I've only been using it, I guess, maybe at a year, less than a year, and it knows me so well. It can answer questions about me that I didn't even realize that it could answer. And they're so accurate.
Yes, it is really intelligent for sure.
Absolutely. Now, scaling revenue and improving our customer retention through courses is great, but how can we utilize or how can we get and retain those customers, once they've completed that course? What takes them to the next step?
Yeah, so once you've made that transformation, we're always just one transformation away from our next transformation, right? We as humans have this tendency to continue to learn and grow. So within your products, usually there should be this next step offer. And what I like to have our clients do is have a mastermind offer that is just recurring. There's usually like an onboarding fee and then a recurring monthly fee so that you have that recurring revenue coming in and they get more personal touch or assistance on a specific item of what you're teaching them or coaching them through. And this really allows them to continue to stay within the environment, continue to grow and transform, and usually within a group or peer setting, which enhances their learning and retention as well. And then, if you want, throw in in-person events because we've seen that since COVID, people really like that in-person quality. I just threw an in-person event with a client in San Juan, and it was our best one yet. Everyone was like, I am just completely transformed after this event. You guys have to throw more because they're just eager to involve people. And that's really where you can make incredible transformation. With that transformation comes retention because you're building that loyalty, then that trust. They're starting to understand, like, yeah, you really helped them get from A to B, and now they know you can help them go further.
Yeah, great points, Kaylee. I think building that customer trust obviously is front of mind. It should be front of mind with everybody. And
Yes.
next steps are always important. Don't leave them hanging or don't just leave them at the smallest rung in the ladder. Build them up until they get to the top.
Absolutely. Yeah, then
Yeah.
they'll stay with you forever
Yeah,
and then you can
absolutely.
continue.
Yeah, so whatever you've got offering, they should be buying it because you've built that trust, you've built that connection, and connection, whether it's online or in person, is always so important.
Absolutely. And I've seen, like, with our clients, we have individuals who are with them $100,000 in and are continuing to pay them more money to continue to be in these masterminds because they know the value. They're seeing that growth and transformation. And then for my clients, that's just a huge win for them because they too get to see the impact that they're having on a longer term scale than within just a course.
Absolutely, absolutely. And if you want to find out more about Kaylee and how she can help you with building out your course or, getting started or how to promote or how to strategize, you can find her on LinkedIn. You can find her at managedbymagic.com. She's on Instagram under Managed by Magic Kaylee, and she has a consultation that she's offering.
Yeah, so if you want to come in and talk to me about where you want to get from currently within your business to that, wouldn't it be cool if? Yes, let's make that happen. So get on a call with me.
Lovely. Kaylee, is there anything else you'd like to share with that audience today?
Just remember to try to make a little bit of magic each day.
Oh, I like that. That's short and sweet, and but it's true. Yeah, I
Yeah.
think we can all find time to, give a smile or a nod or some acknowledgement to someone just to make their day.
Yeah, even the tiniest impact is worthwhile.
Absolutely. Kaylee, it's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you for sharing with us today about how we can make our courses stand out and how we can promote them to in and get more clients.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Talking with the Experts, hosted by Rose Davidson. Make sure you have a look at our back catalogue over at talkingwiththeexperts.com and be sure to subscribe to our podcast so you don't miss out on any episode. We look forward to your company next time.